here on Ice Time TV with Coach of the Year, Andrew Lord, after a 4-2 playoff semi-final victory against the Dundee Stars. And before we talk about the game, Andrew, a well-deserved personal accolade for you. You've come a long way in 3 years.
Thank you. Yeah, it means a lot. It's, you know, I know the parents will be happy. They'll be pretty pumped up about it. But these are all team awards, really, when you think about it. You know, you look at Bouncy, Marty, and Hoth, and we got such a great supporting cast and so many guys and, you know, all the different areas. It really is an unbelievable team. And I'm fortunate enough to have my first coaching job in this unbelievable place. You know, I realize that every day, you know, from the ownership through to guys like Todd Kelman, Neil Francis, you know, Jamie and Deese and everyone that puts in so much effort, and, you know, all of our extra staff as well behind the scenes and in the office. And it really is a team effort. And, you know, it was fun seeing, it looked like the fans were pretty pumped up about, you know, these awards. So that's great to see. And hopefully we can get one that really matters tomorrow.
Turning our attention to the game today, the Dundee Stars were superb and gave you all you could handle. And we spoke before the game about the need for that fast start, but it was the Stars who brought the fast start.
Yeah, I think we were still at breakfast there, to be honest. It was one of the most ugly 20 minutes we've been a part of here for a while. Just everything we've talked about as far as puck management, it was very, very poor. Our battle level was very poor, and, you know, I don't know if, I think some guys maybe were a little nervous, I think some guys were maybe a little too loose, I think some guys were just feeling very, very weird about a 1 o'clock start, and I know that's, you know, maybe a bit of an excuse, but it is just different. Your clock is just so used to the afternoon or the evening games, and even from, you know, a meal, you don't know what to eat and all that kind of stuff, but at the same time, hats off to Dundee. That was the best hockey I've seen them play all season. They were absolutely flying to a man, and you can see when they have all, when they're healthy and, you know, they're playing to their strengths and playing with their speed, they're a very dangerous team, and they were countering us that entire first period. And, you know, they obviously got the lead. Fortunately, we were able to regroup and get back to our strengths and claw it out.
You are a very proactive coach during that first intermission. It looked like you made a decision to shorten the bench a little bit. What was the decision behind that?
Yeah, we really shortened it. It was probably the shortest we've done, made it all season almost, with the exception of maybe a couple games. I think back to that Coventry comeback around Christmas. That was probably the last time we shortened it that much. And, you know, I told the guys after, we don't want to shorten it. And it's, you know, it's not just, oh, the role guys aren't playing well. It's, when we're that flat, we have to do something to get guys like Joey Martin, Joey Haddad, Andrew Hotham, Gleason Fournier to get going. We got to get them into the game, and that's solely what it came down to. And fortunately, it worked, and the guys responded. And you know, the message was we're gonna need our depth tomorrow. Whoever we play, you know, we can't float through a period and then expect to turn it on again. We need 60 minutes tomorrow.
From the stands tonight, it looked like the referees put the whistles away a little bit. It was great for us as fans because it was a fast-flowing game, but it was maybe a little different to what you've experienced this year?
It was, yeah. It was kind of like playing back in the early 2000s there in junior. It was whistle was in the pocket. At the same time, I think because of the speed of the game and how fast they play, and, you know, I don't think it was an overly physical game. There wasn't much clutching and grabbing, so, you know, it probably worked. There may have been a few that... you know, they let go, which was, I think, good. You know, it's a one-off championship-style game, and I think the guys would rather, you know, have to play through some stuff than, you know, constantly have power plays and penalty kills. So, no, I thought it was a really good job by the officials, and, you know, yeah, all good.
And just finally, what's kind of your team edict now? Do you send the guys back to the hotel? Do they watch the second game? I assume you're doing a little bit of scouting.
Yeah, up to them. You know, we've had a meal here. We'll have another meal back at the hotel. It's just trying to get, you know, it's really warm here right now, and the weather's turning this time of year. It's all about hydration, trying to eat as much as possible. And the guys that played a lot of minutes, you know, do the extra things to recover. And then the guys that maybe didn't play as much do something to have their legs ready for tomorrow. And aside from that, you know, it's up to them what they want to do. If they want to get away from hockey in the rink, by all means. If they want to stick around and watch a bit, that's fine too. Yeah, I'm going to shower up here and then get scouting, which is a nice bonus here with the early game, and, you know, not have to worry about a game after. I can solely focus on these two teams now, and yeah, we'll go from there.
Two great teams. Any preference?
Absolutely not. We've had wars against both of them, and I would expect nothing different tomorrow. I think this semi is going to be you know, even more of a classic than the one that we just had. So I'm looking forward to scouting it and also just watching from maybe a bit of a, I wouldn't say a fan's perspective, but as a spectator.
Well, Andrew, we will see you tomorrow. We'll see you in the final. Congratulations again on that, and congratulations on the Coach of the Year achievement. Thanks for joining us on Ice Time TV.
Thanks a lot.